Today's halacha topic for Daf Memtes is the question of what materials are acceptable to use for hatmana and considered hatmana b'davar she'enim mosif hevel, that you could wrap pots before Shabbos in. I begin with an introduction that relates to the Masorah that I have from my maternal ancestors going back to Poland. My mother, may she be well, who's now Bli Ayin Hara, into her 70s, always says over, I tried to do exactly what I saw my mother did on Shabbos and in Yom Tov, in the celebration of all Yom Tovim, even in other things, in Kashrus and Taharas HaMishpacha. My mother felt that there was a very, very strong tradition that was passed down from generation to generation. So I'll tell you what my mother, may she be well, used to do on Erev Shabbos. She would wrap often on Erev Shabbos the soup that she had heated up on Shabbos in blankets and in pillows. And in truth, when I take a look in the Mishnah that we have on Memtes that tells us the things that are hatmana bedavar hamosif hevel that will be usher even on Erev Shabbos, and hatmana bedavar she'ena mosif hevel that will be permissible to do on Erev Shabbos, it's not so clear to me whether the pillows are less of a mosif hevel than other examples that we have in the Mishnah. For example, the Mishnah tells us that fruits could be used, the feathers of a yonah, which is going to be important later on, could be used. However, on Mimzayin of Ebeis, we tell us the things that can't be used, and there the Mishnah describes grass, which is moist, as opposed to grass, which is dry, leftovers from an oil press, leftovers from a wine press. In truth, one of our listeners who was visiting Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Daniel Borenstein, asked me, and I told him we have to ask Gedolei Torah. I did not have the opportunity to ask them. It's not so clear how those materials, particularly leftovers of the olives, which Rashi describes as chamim harbe, something that makes things very hot, why those things are prohibited. And for example, I'd like to discuss the tradition that we had that even the use of pillows and thick blankets was acceptable if the hatmana was done on Erev Shabbos. So here's the shaila. Can one use pillows and blankets to be matmin on Erev Shabbos? There is a parenthesis in Simen Reish Nun Zayin Gimel. There's always a big discussion in Shulchan Aruch when you have in the Rashi print, which is traditionally associated with the Ramah, whether it was added by the Ramah or not. Many here assume that it was added by the Ramah, although scholarship, I think, doesn't necessarily accept this. And the comment of the Ramah is based on the list of our Mishnah on Memtes Amud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us, Ve'elu dvarim she'enam mosif from Hevel, and those are the words of the Mechaber. Ve'elu dvarim she'enam mosif from Hevel, what are things that don't add Hevel? Ksus, a garment, Uperos and fruit, Vikanfe Yona and the wings of a dove. The Ramah adds Oshar Notzos or other feathers. Now this is a very important reference because over here we have the Ramah saying that it's not only, or the parentheses, which is quoting from Reb Avram Miprag, that not only the wings of a dove, but all stuffings, in other words, a pillow, would be acceptable as well. The Mishnah Brura in Sifkatan Chav Beis points out that the Gra has a very important expression on this line. The Masnisen Ktani Behove Shematzui Lehen Kanfeyona. The Mishnah was talking about the present, in other words, what was common in those days, and in those days they would use the doves, feathers, to insulate. Hence, the halacha would be that all different feathers, a duck pillow, and so on, would also be acceptable for insulating food, and it would not qualify as dvarim she'enim mosif hevel, she'mosifim hevel, even though, of the things in the Mishnah, if you had asked me, I would have thought the other cases in the Mishnah qualifies dvarim mosifim hevel. Nevertheless, it's clear that the Gra holds that some of the best stuffings that are used in blankets and pillows would also be acceptable. However, it should be pointed out that the Rashash has a different approach. The Rashash suggests that from the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis in Taharis, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, that where the Mishnayis describes Knafayim and Notza, that there are actually two different parts of the bird whose wings and feathers are used. Knafayim is a very, very thin type of feathers, and Notza is another type of feathers, which are thicker, which he claims would be prohibited. The Shvisas HaShabbos is quoted in Shia VeHatmana, written by Rav Maltzon, here in Eretz Yisrael, in the beginning of the Yishuv. If I'm not mistaken, in the beginning of the Sefer Shvisas HaShabbos, just an editorial comment. The Shvisas HaShabbos describes the poverty and starvation that existed here in Eretz Yisrael, and here Baruch Hashem Zocha to record, despite all the rockets, B'shalva, B'nachas, with a beautiful view of Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, just missing everything, the Beis HaMikdash, but still, the Mesiris Nefesh of both the Talmidei Chachamim, Gedolei Torah, the Anshei Sefer, the Tzadikim and the Chasidim, as well as the soldiers who are Moser Nefesh for us to be here. The Shvisas HaShabbos says that according to the Gra, of course, there's no raya from the fact that the Rambam talks about two different types. Because our Mishnah chose Kanfeyona not to tell us the smaller type of Kanfei, in contrast to Notza. Rather, it's speaking Behova, what was normally used. And therefore, all different types would be able to be used. Therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilver, it is quoted in the Sefer Shalos Tshuvos Oz Nedabru, Chelek Zayin, Simen Lamed, as saying that we do not choshesh for the Shita of the Rashash, and one can use all things, and hence, even though if I had looked in the Mishnah, as my old Talmud from years ago, Rabbi Daniel Borenstein, pointed out, one might not have thought that pillows and other things would be acceptable, and it's hard for us from a modern perspective to understand why those specifically are considered Mosif Hevel. Nevertheless, by the rule of the Mishnah, as described by the Ramah and the Gra, one can use even thick, capable, insulative materials. They also do not qualify as Mosif Hevel. One needs to suggest that the only things that are Mosif Hevel are, and maybe we can answer a little bit Rabbi Daniel's question, are those things that literally generate heat on its own. For example, the Mishnah on Mem Zayin Amid Beis described insulating with excrement, so that has heat from the body. The Mishnah describes the pressed olives, so there's heat from the tension of the pressure. Grass that has water on it, so then often that water, based on the sun or other things, has the ability to be Mosif Hevel. When it comes to these fantastic pillows, nevertheless, there's nothing in the pillow that's Mosif Hevel. It's just a fantastic insulative material, and that's Hatmana Bedover Sheinu Mosif Hevel. It goes without saying that this is how the Masifta Gemara concludes, so we will follow their lead, that a electric blanket, it does not qualify as Hatmana B'Dover Shana Mosif Hevel. That would qualify as Dover HaMosif Hevel. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the topic of which materials are permissible for Hatmana on Erev Shabbos and which ones are not.